The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I do something that's so great. I've had multiple people ask me, how do you do that? I'm proud of this. So I want to tell you about it on Friday. Obviously. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
What are you proud of, Dana?
My laundry. Oh. Smells good. No, let me explain. So Automatic,
it's the simple things, right?
He's an NBA DJ. And I remember him coming home one day and he said, man, all these women were asking me, why do your clothes smell so good? And I said, yep, that's my secret. My daughters have both asked me, I have three, obviously, but I wash for the little one. Mom, what do? Your clothes smell so good. So I've had to give them the keys to, great smelling laundry. It matters.
Hey, that's big, dude.
It matters. Single men, stop throwing your laundry on the ground and then sniffing to see what's clean or not. DM me at Dana Cortez on Instagram, ladies too, and I'll give you the keys to good smelling laundry.
You take offense to that, Ant, because...
No, that's accurate. I mean, every guy knows.
Anthony knows. Don't you have single friends that are stinky? Don't lie,
I'm
Anthony.
I'm talking about myself. Every guy has done the smell test. I did the smell test twice this week. You pick it up from the couch and it's like stacked on four other shirts.
I have a wife who does my laundry and I still do it.
Yeah, dude.
And she always asks me, she's like, why do you put your clothes in a pile right there? And I was like, because they're not fully dirty
yet. They're dirty.
Like for a lot of guys, like if it doesn't have like a stain on it or you didn't get a drop or something on it, it's still good to go.
No.
And especially if nobody's seen it.
How many times do you wear your jeans?
My jeans?
I don't want to talk about that because I don't wash my jeans every day, but I will tell you right now, we ladies talk about you when you have stinky clothes.
Thanks. Yeah, that's
that funky smell.
That's what cologne's for.
Because then that's worse when you just smell like ass and cologne. Yeah. Ugh.
Oh, Anthony, thank you. You ain't covering it up, honey. You ain't covering it up. Hey.
Like a junior high locker room.
What would you contribute your very infectious laundry to? Is it like
your award-winning laundry?
Here. Yeah. You have to DM me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Okay. Oh, you're just not going to put it out there?
No, because they ain't paying for
me. Why are you trying to hold on to the secrets?
They ain't paying for me to get put this on the radio. They ain't paying me, okay, to send an endorsement. I will tell you one thing. I don't use soap.
Nope.
You don't use soap.
I don't use soap.
Neither do I when I just pile them in the corner.
Is that the same thing as like detergent or no? We're not.
I'm not telling you anything else. You have to hit me up. National Day Anthony A.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. We're done.
Keep your secrets.
All right. Hang me out to dry. It is National Coloring Book Day, everybody.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that. It is a relief to color. That sounds crazy, but if you're a grown up and you're going through something and you're feeling anxious, remember how much joy a box of crayons and a coloring book gave you? It still gives you the same joy.
There I mean,
is.
You can color. Look at my paper right here and you can see I'm a hardcore doodler.
You really are, Automatic.
And according to CBS News, it actually helps relieve stress when it comes to adults. So get your color on, dude. Another thing that helps relieve stress, in my opinion, ice cream sandwiches.
Is it ice cream sandwich day?
It's ice cream sandwich day. I love a good ice cream sandwich, everybody.
Mm-hmm. I love them, but the stuff that sticks to your fingers, I mean, it's good.
That's
to
the best part. That's a second meal.
Yeah.
Come back and circle it up.
Yeah, exactly.
See, now, disgusting.
If I got ice cream
sandwich. Then you're wiping them on your jeans and you don't wash.
If you got ice cream sandwich on your shirt, you got to wash it, dog. You got to wash it. All right. And let's wrap it up on Water Balloon Day.
Hey, no. When I was little, man, I was bullied so much. I remember people would hit me in the face with water balloons on purpose.
Oh, don't make water balloons. Don't try to shame the water balloons. Water Balloon Day was an amazing day.
The same nerd who got hit with water balloons is the same one who gets excited about laundry. So it's just on brand, dog.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to break down a down in the DM about Maddie and her man, Zane. Ooh. Now, just to let you know right off top, Maddie is, I believe she's in her 40s and Zane is in his mid-20s. He's a real estate dude and she just feels like something's not right.
He's glued to his phone all the time. He's literally always on his phone.
Do you think he actually might be working?
At midnight? What kind of work are you doing at midnight?
Maddie hit me up because her boyfriend Zane, who's a real estate agent, is doing business on Instagram with a woman named Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Is it business? Is it? Or is it going
real
down?
Real estate people, it's hard to trust, dog.
I'm pretending to be Chelsea. Here's how the call went. So Zane, I was thinking drinks and dinner. Does that sound good to you?
You know, let me call my assistant, see if I'm available this week. Can you hold for just a minute?
Just hold on. Zane, my name is Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show. Your girlfriend, Maddie, had us call you because she thought you were using your social media to meet women and you're using it to try to sell some houses. It did not go down in the DM.
I was rooting for him. Thank God.
Well, Automatic got into a fight with Maddie earlier, during the down in the DM. And it continued as the call progressed.
Why are you so insecure? Maddie, you're 40 years old. You are a grown freaking woman. Are you kidding?
Listen, you don't have to be insulting about it.
God, I'm not being insulting. I stopped dating girls my own age. You know this. I'm sick of dealing with shit like this. And you know what? It doesn't stop, does it?
Awesome, I'm sorry,
Maddie.
Thank you so much, Maddie.
I appreciate it.
I tried to tell her you were a hardworking man and that you were not out cheating on her, but she didn't want to believe me.
Out of this.
Well, that was funny, Otto, but you were really coming in hard on her, and you needed to pull back a little bit. She's calling us for help, and you're making the woman feel worse about the situation than she already did in the first place because she's 40.
There was no ageism that existed here.
I don't think there was any ageism that happened there. I just think Automatic was speaking the truth, and yeah. I'm glad you stepped up to the opportunity.
Exactly. I was trying to defend a good man.
You didn't know what was going to happen.
Well, I had a gut feeling, okay?
You had a gut feeling because you were fighting with her. All right, let's take a call before we break this down. Hi, who is this?
It's Alicia, hello?
Okay, Alicia, go ahead and speak on this DM, girl.
I was just commenting on DJ Automatic, and I was telling, go walk, give her hell.
No! What's wrong with you?
No, she is 40 years old. Come on now, find a man your own age.
Damn! She said, don't swim in my pool. But what about me? I'm older. I'm married to DJ Automatic. He's younger than I am.
Oh, but that's okay, because you're already sophisticated. This girl does not sound sophisticated.
Okay, so you don't think that he should be dating someone that old or she should be dating someone that young?
No, because she needs to expect that. Something's going to go wrong. He's a kid.
Then why is she the one acting like a kid?
Why is she acting like a kid? Because she's dating a kid.
She's actually right. I just read a study on relationships.com that says maturity levels when it comes to relationships really have nothing to do with age once you reach a certain age. Some people never mature. 22.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And especially if you've been in a relationship since you were young, you continue to kind of process the relationship at that age. If you haven't experienced or experimented with other people, this is the only kind of...
Well, if you don't know, if you've never gone through it, you're not going to know it. Yeah.
I also think career placements also take precedent in relationships, too. Like, if this man was just on his hustle. Like, he may not have time to the relationship, which was building up to her insecurities.
And I don't want to be ageist either here, because I'm no spring chicken, but she's 40, he's 20, he's grown up with a phone in his hand. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit different for him. He's hustling on the gram, and she's thinking that he's hustling on the gram. That's your Dad of the DM Breakdown.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So I have a question for you, DJ Automatic Anthony A. What do breast milk and cannabinoids have in common?
No idea.
Let me tell you the story.
What the
fuck? All right. So human breast milk is rich in cannabinoids similar to CBD.
Oh, okay.
We women really are miraculous.
Damn,
seriously.
Damn, bro. Y'all got terpene
I knew
women.
I liked
this
for a good reason.
Stop. Let me tell the story.
That's sativa.
We women naturally produce our own version, as most animals do. Yes, we are animals. This feel-good natural occurrence inside breast milk are called endocannabinoids, and every mother makes them for her babies.
Now, I can't be the only man wondering. You don't get high off of this, though, right?
You feel a sense of euphoria.
Oh.
You do, and that's...
Serious question here.
Okay, Automatic.
Are they going to start selling them at Circle K and 7-Eleven?
No, they're not going to... No, and milk is only for little babies.
Anytime Automatic says, serious question.
It's I know not,
something.
It's never serious.
Yeah, something dumb is about to happen.
It's never serious.
Speaking of something dumb, let's go overseas where a man was sent to the hospital where doctors discovered a AA size battery in his manhood.
What? Double A.
Double A there.
No, it had to be a AAA. Okay. There's no way it could be a AA. AA is that's like physically impossible.
Now, the reason why he put it in there, that was never revealed, but it was only after he couldn't go to the bathroom that he was rushed to the ER.
You don't say.
And after the x-rays proved that there was a battery there, that is what he told the doctors.
I heard his girlfriend tried to get him to put a CCC battery in there. And that's why he needed to put the battery in the first place.
All right, well, I'm going to switch gears here. So there's this UFC star who helped take down a gunman again. Kevin Holland was one of the three people who jumped this guy after he allegedly fired a shot into the ceiling of a Houston sushi bar. Holland then jumped him, held him until the cops came, put him in an arm bar, saw the video, And this isn't even the first time that Holland's done this. He busted a criminal last year. He stopped a carjacking from happening. And let me tell you right now, this guy should be Batman.
Yeah, dude, he needs his own movie. Yeah.
He has stopped two armed people from committing a crime. Yes.
If he can actually get the battery out of my man's manhood,
no!
He'll get that movie.
He's the real hero then.
I'm Batman. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Mrs. Deadpool is revealing the secret to her luscious, long, beautiful hair. And by the way, she has omitted something you're probably doing right now. To your own head. I'll tell you what it is right now. Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We have Nick Diaz celebrating his birthday. Hey. And Charlie XCX celebrating his birthday as well.
Okay, so Mrs. Deadpool, she's married to Ryan Reynolds. I'm talking about
Mrs. Deadpool? Is this like a character I don't know about in the new movie?
Blake Lively.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Who is Mrs. Deadpool?
His Ryan Reynolds' real wife.
Yes, Blake Lively.
you can't say Mrs. Deadpool, okay?
Well, that's what we call her on the internet, okay? Anyway, she just revealed in Vogue magazine that she does not use regular conditioner. She uses a hair mask, and she learned that from Hollywood. And so her hair grows. She does hair oil, shampoo, and a hair mask, and that's it. No conditioner.
And this is breaking news because
I just learned what a hair mask is. I think it's
Otto, you use a hair mask. That's not regular conditioner in your shower.
What's a hair mask for?
I don't know. It's what my wife literally has our bathroom looking so much like a hotel that she doesn't even put the bottles there anymore. She fills the empty containers.
I hope this isn't what Deadpool uses on his scalp. That wouldn't.
You know what's interesting to me? That neither one of you knew who Blake Lively was. How do you not know who she is?
Well, you described her as Miss Deadpool, so I don't know. I mean,
I know her name. I don't know like any movie she's been in, but I know she's married to Ryan Reynolds.
That's so how we hot. Feel, Taylor
yeah,
Swift.
She's hot.
That's how we Taylor Swift fans feel about Travis Kelce.
Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.